You're a werewolf. I'd only ever seen them at a distance before. The werewolves were the law enforcement for the sixth borough. They protected the Fae who crossed the veil, like supernatural police. Because of the oath, Fae couldn't hurt the humans. The werewolves could. And they could also hurt the Fae. He nodded once. I swallowed. Normally, I would never consider begging, but this male, this werewolf, outweighed me by a good 50 pounds, all of it muscle. With my hands clasped together, I couldn't wield magic. Begging didn't seem like the worst thing in the world. Are you gonna kill me?
No.
His voice was gravel covered in whiskey. Instead of saying anything more, he closed his eyes and lowered his face until it pressed against mine. His whiskered stubble scraped my sensitive skin. He breathed in deeply, and then a soft growl came out of him. What are you doing? A different sort of panic set in, and I struggled anew.
Don't fear me,
he grated in my ear. Yeah, right. Not every day a 200-pound werewolf pinned me to a rooftop. Another rub of his whiskered cheek. If he kept it up, I was gonna look like I'd skidded face first across the pavement.
What's your name?
He breathed the question into my ear. Emma? I swallowed. Please, I don't know what you want with me. It was a lie. The werewolves acted as a buffer between the Fae and the humans. No doubt he tracked me from the alley where I'd beaten the tar out of those Fae-hating thugs. Rule number one, no good deed goes unpunished. He shook himself as though waking up.
I'll let you go if you promise not to use your magic against me, Emma.